Hello, I'm David Dumeen, and I would like to give you an overview of my eye poster entitled Observations of Chain Aggregates in Florida Cirrus Proud Anvils. The Citation Research aircraft obtained 12 flights of measurements in the summer of 2019 of Cirrus Proud Anvils. The objective of this field project was to look at the presence of chain aggregates and the role of erected fields in their formation. The Citation aircraft had an array of microphysical instruments, including erected field measurements and the FIPS probe, which measures angular scatter functions, and of particular interest, stereographical images of individual particles. During the aircraft flights, the Citation Research aircraft sampled typically between 29,000 and 40,000 feet, and we sampled between the edge of the Cirrus Proud Anvil towards the core of the anvil. So depicted on the radar image here is a flight leg where the white line shows that the aircraft is moving towards and away from the flight core. The storm sample were electrically active as indicated by lightning strokes that were detected in the storm. The main observations of the chain aggregates come from the FIPS images, where you see these long chain aggregates, typically of crystal plates that are chained together. There are some columns in the plates, along with the plates, and these are observed on most of the flights and most of the time in the Cirrus crowds. And we characterize these long chain-like particles as chain aggregates. The research question that is mainly being addressed is to determine if these chain aggregates processes are occurring in the Cirrus crowds. We look at the concentration of large ice crystals, their erected field measurements, to try to determine the ice crystal concentrations and size with different distance from the cores of the convective storms. The erected fields were pretty low in these crowds, much lower than the 60 kilovolts that's typically assumed to be for necessary for the presence of aggregation processes. When looking at the size of the particles and also the relative concentration of particles, there was really not much difference that's discernible between being close to the core and further away from the core. So the conclusions are that erected fields are low in these Cirrus crowds compared to the active region of the storm, and currently, we have not been able to see any real changes with the size and relative concentration of particles between the core of the storm and near the edge of the anvil. Thank you, and please feel free to ask any questions or send me an email. Before I end, I'd like to acknowledge that this was a work by a whole team of scientists led by Jerry Smithers of the Navy Research Lab.